بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عبادي الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. Yesterday we were discussing, we stopped on this discussion, that Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said that before we do this bayan of Hazrat Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, which will be very, very effective to bring about a namaz of life and namaz of reality, before we start with the actual bayan, he says, in order to benefit from that, I have prescribed 5 points, which is called Noor, 5 Noors, that if we first try and bring that in our life, then inshallah, the actual bayan will be much more beneficial for us. The first Noor we are discussing is that a person has to make this mashq, this effort and this exercise of becoming a salik, that is treading the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and where his shaykh will teach him how to make a zikr and shaghal. In other words, do a cause in zikrullah, do a cause in spiritual exercises. And this Hazrat have explained that in fact, in the earlier days, the very in old days, in the time of the Sufis at that time, that they shouldn't just give a person zikr just from the start. First of all, they should see that the person knows his basics of deen, and then he's practicing on deen. Then for a while, or almost 6 months, a year, they should give him just ordinary tasbihat to do. Then when he's punctual on those tasbihat, and his eagerness is there, and he's got the outward appearance of deen, then the shaykh used to prescribe zikr for him. And Hazrat says, but today everything is just given from the start, because it's a plastic zamana. We are all weak and time is moving, and we are also very eager, must just get everything overnight. It doesn't work like it. But in any case, a person who with firm intention for his islah, his spiritual reformation, he comes to a shaykh and he does, takes bi'at, and with the intention of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reform himself. And properly, not just customary, my friend also took bath, let me also take bath, or let me go see what's happening in a khanka. You see people taking bath, you also put your hand, and you don't know. No, you do it properly, you do this course, and at least for minimum of 40 days to get punctuality in a person. Try and put force on yourself that for 40 days you are punctual with your zikr. Then you'll see it will start becoming part of your nature. Then it will start benefiting you. So, and this is like a person who wants to move on the road nicely, then that person is conscious. He takes his car for service. And you see that his car is in proper working order, everything is service, etc. Then that person, he will be sailing on the road. He'll be moving nicely on the road. But so exactly the same, coming to the khanka is like coming for our service, our spiritual service. And everybody needs the service. Even the mechanic, he also has to give his car for service. The owner of the garage also has to give his car for service. So everybody has to do our service. And the sheikh also, and this service is regularly and till the day of Qiyamah. So this islah is extremely necessary. Anyway, person is not concerned about the service of his car. He's just driving his car and doesn't worry whether the car is working properly. The brakes are okay. Brakes are also, brake pads are finished. He is just carrying on, etc. That person is going to cause great harm to himself. And if he takes passengers and his family, he's going to cause harm to them also. So exactly the same, worse than that, that is outward harm. But when a person doesn't correct his, doesn't make his islah, his spiritual reformation, then such a person, he will cause harm to himself and in society also. He will pass bad remarks to people, he won't, in his home also, he won't have respect for his family, etc. Even coming to the masjid, as we'll see, that people will just be rushing to the masjid, and the adab etiquette is, you come to the masjid with aram, itminan, and with composure. Even if the jamaat has started, and you heard jamaat has started, and also you shouldn't run. Walk with a brisk pace, but fast, but don't be running to the masjid. You shouldn't run into the masjid, you shouldn't run into the jamaat. So when you don't do your islah, then you won't be concerned about these things. When you do your islah, then all these things will be concerned. And that, and as we explained, then what we are working towards, getting a namaz, that is coolness of our eyes. And our Shaykh says, Allahu Akbar. This is not something that we just desiring from our own pockets or something. Our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say that our tasawwuf is mudallal. It's proven from Quran and Hadith. It's not just taken out from the pockets of Sufis. No, it's from Quran and Hadith. And like we explained also yesterday, that one ayat has got all the departments of deen in there also. So in any case, our tasawwuf that you must get, read namaz with enjoyment. Read namaz with eagerness and enthusiasm. That Allah Ta'ala is addressing Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. That O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when you finish with your important duties of calling the makhluk, the creation of Allah, connecting them to Allah Ta'ala, you are, that is so important, a great faraz. But after that, وَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. Take out time and put some effort. In other words, put yourself to little, put some effort upon yourself to be in seclusion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what type of seclusion? وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرْغَبْ. Towards your Allah, have a raghbat, have eagerness. Like Allah ta'ala says, فَفِرُّوا إِلَىٰ اللَّهِ. Run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as our Hazrat explained, that when we don't do the scores of zikr and shaghal, then our minds are so, our thoughts are so scattered, and we can't even think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're coming in the masjid also, but our thoughts are everywhere else. Our thoughts are totally scattered. And Hazrat says, some of us in the beginning, if we don't do our islah, then we even feel scared to think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is a very, very dangerous condition of spiritual disease. But when a person does the scores of zikr, and he does his scores of bi'at by his sheikh, and is concerned about it, then you'll find, to a great extent, the zikr of Allah, as you make zikr, zakir ko maskur tak ponchayega. Zikr of Allah will make you reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you make your zikr regularly, with concentration, with devotion, and like Hazrat says, not half sleepy, we just la ilaha illallah, la ilaha, we forget illallah, and we're saying all the time, there is no one worthy of worship besides Allah. No, we have to take out that time to make our zikr, that we know we'll be alert, we'll be conscious, not that time that we'll fall sleepy. And here in the Khanqah, zikr is made to give us mashq, to give us practice, and to give us that eagerness that, no, when I go home, I must be punctual, take out my time. And in fact, even better, we inform our sheikh that I'm making my zikr in this time. And if the season change and you want to change your time of zikr, inform the sheikh also that, Hazrat, I want to change my zikr to this time. So zikr, tilawat of Qur'an-i Kareem, and concentration, devotion, then a person will start, his thoughts will come towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then very easily, like when you come for namaz, even if you are engaged in some other work, etc., but the moment you come, you'll see immediately, very easy, you'll able to turn your attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for this, we need to do the scores. And when you do the scores, then as it is mentioned here, that قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّي فَصَلَّى. That very fortunate is that person who does his tazkiyah. He makes his spiritual reformation. And he does the scores of zikrullah. Then when that person performs salah, then he'll realize, oh, 20 years of my life, I thought I was performing namaz. I didn't even enter into namaz. What namaz I was performing. And not only namaz, every aspect. You're an alim who studied in a madrasa also, you realize, I thought I was teaching children. But I was just passing my time and just by letting the lesson, completing the syllabus, etc. Now I realize that I have to be concerned of my islah and the islah of the children also. So every department in your home also you'll be conscious that I thought I was looking after my family, and I thought I was looking after fulfilling their rights. And now this demand also will go out of a person that they must fulfill my rights. No, you'll be concerned and you'll be making dua also. So for this, that we have to do the scores. And most important, as we have learned yesterday, that the first nur is that work on the heart, purify the heart. The heart is the root, not on the outward actions. Many of us, we work on the outward amal and try to correct our salah and our life by that. That won't correct our life. That is like a person is watering, as we explained, watering the leaves and the tree, the root is got a problem. We're not nurturing the root. So work on the heart, which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, that ala inna fil jasadi la mudgha. And remember, like many people, they hear that the tasawuf, which the scores of zikr, etc., which is called tasawuf. Many people hear that this is like putting spices in the food, etc. Like Hazrat explained so beautifully, that once you realize and you become conscious of your cleanliness, now you clean your house also, you even clean your toilet, so spick and span, but after that you're still not happy. You're putting some spray also. Your house also, it's clean, everything, but you're putting some spray. You got clean clothes, you're putting itar, so you must smell also nice. Food also, you can eat ordinary simple food, boil food, carrots, etc., but you're not happy till you put your spices. And people like us Gujaratis, we want all the different masalas, etc. Then we say this food is nice. Otherwise we say, well, what kind of food? So exactly like that in deen also. When you put the spice of deen, then see the enjoyment of salah. Then the enjoyment of tilawat of Quran. The enjoyment of going out in a path of Allah, jihad, etc. The enjoyment of encouraging others to do good, making tabligh, etc. All this will come. And all the departments have to be functioning all the time. Many people, they hear that tasawuf gives you the spice. It's like you, the food is prepared, everything. Dasturkhan is laid down, and tasawuf is like the beautiful salads that will be presented. So some people, out of ignorance, they say, no, we got important work to call people towards Allah. We don't need the salads. We can eat food without salads. This is a sign of ignorance. Because Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that even when there's a great need for jihad, فَلَوْلَا نَفَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ طَائِفَةٌ لِيَتَفَقَّوْا فِي الدِّينِ وَلْيُنذِرُ قَوْمَهُمْ. When there's a great need of jihad, then almost all the people have to go out. But even in that condition also Allah Ta'ala says, no, all people shouldn't go out. A group should be sitting, should be back and teaching others deen. When they have to teach also, the every department of deen has to be on its place. Like if there's a plague and there's a big epidemic that breaks out, the government will send a lot of other relief workers, etc. But they won't close down the other departments. That now the police force also closed down. You all must go help for this epidemic. No, all the other departments will also be functioning. But where the necessity is at that time, you will put more attention towards that. So this is the first noor that we should understand and realize how important is it that properly, or not just customary, with this firm intention that we want to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we want to please Allah ta'ala, and how to please Allah, to get Allah ta'ala, we have to purify the heart. And like so beautifully, our Shaykh gives an example. If somebody gives you oud itar, and they tell you, I bought this oud itar, very expensive from Madina Sharif, now you fill your small bottle. You look for the best bottle you got in your house. And then not only find that bottle, you wash that bottle. And you clean it, and you make sure it's dry. The wife is saying, what's wrong? Why are you taking so much effort to clean this bottle and you're drying it? Says, no, I'm going to put very, very expensive oud itar in this bottle. So the bottle has to be very, very clean. So Hazrat says, you make so much effort to clean a bottle where you will put oud itar. Then the maker of oud, Allah Rabbul Izzat, for Allah to come in our heart, how much effort we have to make. How much we have to purify this heart, polish this heart. And we are so fortunate. We have a great Shaykh of the time that Hazrat is giving his time, despite his age, despite Hazrat's the physical conditions, etc., other works. Hazrat is giving us this time so that we can sit in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the intention of our islah and purify our hearts. When this comes, now the first step, you have walked into the first step already. Now inshallah, to bring this reality of salah will start becoming easy. So Noor Edom, what is the second Noor now? The second thing we should do, that is, namaz seekhne mein jo koshish aur mujahada karna hoga, usme niyat ko khalis kare, ke main Allah Ta'ala ko razi karne ke liye ta'meel hukm mein apni namaz mein kamal paida karne ki koshish kar raha hoon. Very important. The second step is that this effort that you're going to make to learn your namaz and to correct your namaz, the most important thing in this and in every action is our niyat. As Hazrat has explained the first day already, that niyat is that foundation. Without the foundation, you can put a beautiful building, but no foundation, how long is that building going to last? So even in this effort of trying to correct our namaz and bringing life in our namaz, which will bring our whole life into our whole deen, which will correct our dunya, etc., the first important thing is to make our niyat sincere, that I am doing this effort only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that tomorrow someone is, oh, such a pious man, see the namaz he reads. Or people must know what kind of namaz, or a person himself feels that now I'm a big Sufi, my namaz goes to the arsh of Allah. No, only and solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the fundamental, basic thing, whatever we do. So much so, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat explains here, digar koi baat, mahwiyat, wa istighraq waghaira maqsad. You shouldn't even have any other niyat, any other ulterior motive that I'm making this effort so I can get absorption in my namaz. That when I start my namaz, I can be out of the world. Yes, you work towards that, but your intention for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It must only be solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Intention is extremely important. We see, Allahu Akbar, great, great pious servants, they when they make ibadat also, their aim also, forget any ulterior motives, their aim also is not that we must go to Jannat also. Hazrat Rabia Basriya Rahmatullah Alayh used to get up for tahajjud, middle of the night. She used to talk to Allah, that, oh Allah, if I am getting up because I want to be safe from Jahannam, rather throw me in Jahannam. If I am getting up because I want Jannat and then pleasures, rather deprive me of Jannat. But if I'm getting up because I want you, O Allah, then make me yours. You become mine. So this reality that we become Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's. And this is taught to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in such a beautiful dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka radaka wal jannah. That Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us that the first object is Allah's pleasure. That, and even in our zikr, one of the poems we read, hai narazgi jiski dozak si barkar. Usi zaat ki bas rza mangta hu. That when Allah is thus pleased, then it is worse than being thrown in a fire of Jahannam. To be thrown in a fire of Jahannam, to be thrown in a fire, and Allah is still happy with you, Allah will change the conditions for you. But if you in a very beautiful garden, etc., you enjoying yourself, but Allah is unhappy with you, then you'll be in misery. So the most important thing, the raza, the happiness of Allah, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to correct our intentions is extremely important. And our main object, Hazrat explained, our main object from all the other objectives, ibadat is not our main object. The namaz itself also, it's one object. And to learn that namaz, that means knowledge also becomes an object. But all these are not the main objectives, that people get lost in these objectives. And our main object is to get Allah, the pleasure of Allah, that we don't work towards. These are all like the bridges that will take you across to your beloved. But you just stand on the bridge, you on the bridge and you right at the height of the bridge, the top of the mountain, and you don't reach where you're supposed to be reaching of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our main object should be, our niyat should be only and solely the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So correction of our intention, and whenever we were doing this course, sitting in all the programs, etc., Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq and understanding, and thus daily we should be correcting our intention. That is, become conscious of it. Intention is, we don't have to make a verbal long intention. Become conscious of it. In the start, you might just say it to bring your mind into the concentration. But once you have got this capability now, control, then in your mind, the moment you start your action, you'll know Allah Ta'ala must be happy. My Allah must be happy with me. Now, the third important aspect is khushu nure som. The third nur. What is the third nur? Khushu wa khudu or hudur e qalb wali namaz hi ba ruhe. That a namaz what life, a namaz what reality, as we have learned, is that namaz which is a namaz of concentration and devotion. And the heart is attentive. Huzur-e-qalb. Your heart is present in that namaz. Not like we said, you leave your body here and the heart is everywhere else. The soul is roaming around in the bazaar, going all over. No, this is a namaz of ba-ruh, which we learning how to develop and come to a stage that we bring our namaz, a namaz of ba-ruh, a namaz of life, that has got life. But now to understand, as we explained previously also, but in detail it will come even further. But here Hazrat is giving now an easy explanation that what is a namaz of concentration and devotion. Many of us, we have a misunderstanding. And we think a namaz of concentration and devotion is absorption. That now when I start my namaz, I mustn't be knowing who is moving around or what is. I must be totally out of this world. No, we should understand that our deen is very easy. And we should understand what Allah wants from us. And we'll find what Allah has commanded us to do is very easy. It's within our capability, as we have learned the other day also. La yukallifu Allah nafsan illa wus'aha. Allah Ta'ala didn't put such commands upon us that is beyond our ability. Absorption is not a requisite of namaz. That is meritorious. Whoever Allah Ta'ala blesses with, alhamdulillah. But that is not the object of namaz and that is not the object of devotion and concentration. What is concentration and devotion? See how easy it is. Magar khushu or huzur se murad, ikhtiyari khushu hai. What is meant by concentration and presence of mind is what is within your ability. What you can do, that you can bring your work, like you say when you make zikr, now you are able to control your thoughts and bring your presence of mind, which you are within your ability. So those things that are absorption is not within our ability. Everybody don't get blessed with this great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is not our object also. So what is within our ability, khushu, to work towards that. And how easy is to work towards that? Yani namaz ke farais, wajibat, sunan aur mustahabbat ki adaigi ka itminan aur hosh se ihtimam karna. In other words, to fulfill all the aspects of namaz, those things that are faraz, those things that are wajib in namaz, those things that are sunnat in namaz, those things that are mustahab, to know that and then to fulfill it, to fulfill that namaz with complete ease, comfort, composure and concentration. So in other words, what we were taught in maktab we learned all these things. But sadly, we didn't keep it up, so many of us, we might have forgotten what are the farais of namaz, what are the sunnats of namaz, that there are 51 sunnats in namaz. We learnt it, we must have forgot it. So to revise all this, and to be conscious that whatever I'm doing, this is faraz in namaz. When I start my qiyam, just to know that I'm in qiyam, it's faraz, that is concentration. First of all, to know what namaz I'm reading, that I'm reading zohar namaz, that is concentration. So to know all these basic things, and Allahu Akbar, from this when a person realizes, now you will make shukr that my parents send me to madrasa to learn these basic things. And then you realize the importance of the maktab, and how important is it to make our children learn it. And like Hazrat says, if you forgot it, it's no big deal, just revise it again. And like Allahu Akbar, one of our great mashayikh, Hazrat Mawlana Abrar al-Haq sahab rahmatullahi, his way of tarbiyat, of nurturing, even great ulama, when they used to come to him, to Hardoi, to his khanka, etc., or even anywhere he used to meet the great ulama, and those that he knew, his associates, immediately he used to ask them, to tell me what is the sunnats of namaz, what is the wajibat of namaz, to see that my friends, are they still conscious about these things. Today we know every other thing. We know how to use all the different computer, the technologies. But these things that will, Allahu Akbar, these are the things that will give us that technology that will take us to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So concentration in namaz is just to know that now I am in a farz. First of all, to know I'm reading namaz. Then to be concentrated, this is a farz of namaz. And this will help us even so much that sometimes a person is traveling, you're in a hurry. At that time also Sharia teaches us, don't rush and read your namaz. Read a short namaz. Don't read a fast namaz. You can read a short namaz. So if you know how to read a short namaz, for example, you know what is faraz, what is wajib, what is sunnat, what is mustahab. You in a hurry on your safar to read a short namaz. Now you maybe leave out some mustahab. You leave out some sunnat in namaz, but your main namaz will be done. But when you don't know these things now, you will just rush and read a fast namaz. Fast namaz, that namaz is of no avail. A namaz which is what life also. Even if you read a short namaz, it will be a namaz of life. So this is a khushu and concentration and devotion to know these things, and then to fulfill it, what presence of mind, what concentration, and what itminan, what complete ease and comfort, not rushing. Or dil ko qasdan kisi dusri taraf mutawajjih na karna. And together with this, that is, the intentionally, don't let your mind be attentive towards anything. The moment you start your namaz, and that is why the first cause was so important, when you do a reasonable cause of zikrullah in the start, you will see you will able to turn your attention of your mind. So intentionally, don't let your mind drift away. Just be conscious that I started my namaz. I said Allahu Akbar, to say takbir at tahreema, Allahu Akbar, that is for us. To lift my hands, that is sunnah, mustahab. So to know these things, just to know, now I'm in a faraz, or now I'm reading the skirat, or now I'm in my first rakat, or now I'm in my second rakat. That is concentration and devotion. So it's no big deal, it's nothing beyond us, it's nothing so difficult that a person will think, hey, to do this course, it's going to be very hard. No, it's a very simple, easy course, but to know these things. And then a person now, just to make your mind present, don't intentionally drift your mind away. And this also very important. Many of us, we get worried. We'll see how Hazrat explains this point here. Agar khud ba khud dunyawi khiyal a jaye, balki be shumar wasawis bhi aaye, lekin namazi apne qasd se aage aane wale asbaq mein majboor rahe, to ye halat namaz ke bahrooh hone ke munafi nahi. A person, you start your namaz and intentionally you don't drift your thoughts anyway. But unintentional, on its own, if any thoughts come to you in namaz, and even unlimited thoughts come, you shouldn't be afraid. Thoughts come on your own, you shouldn't be worried. But once it comes, and the moment you realize, hey, I'm in namaz, now let the thoughts move away. Now, not when you're in namaz, now the thoughts came, and you realize in your namaz, but you still carry on, or you're enjoying that thought, then that is harmful and dangerous. For example, Hazrat explained, you started your namaz, you realized, oh, I'm reading namaz. After that, a thought came of the match, cricket match is being, and this player must be hitting a six or whatever. That thought came on its own, no problem. But the moment you realize, hey, I'm in namaz, now immediately cut the thought there. Don't build it, oh, I wish now he hits another six. I wish now that will be quite harmful to your namaz. So unlimited thoughts can come, and many people get worried that when I start namaz, lot of thoughts come to me. No, don't bring that thoughts intentionally. Try and keep your mind conscious that I'm in namaz. But unintentional, when thoughts come, that we shouldn't be too worried about it. Hazrat gives a beautiful example. He says, if you're driving on the main highway, like particularly India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, you go to these countries, they call it a big super highway. But on that super highway, you'll see a person with a car also moving, a person with a bus also moving, a person with a rickshaw also moving, you'll see a horse and cart also moving on that, you'll see some cows also moving, you'll see some dogs also, every people are also crossing, but it's supposed to be a super highway. Now if a person is going to worry of that, oh, that cow is there, and you start fighting with that person, take your cow off the road, etc., you'll never reach your destination. All you have to do, you keep your line focused. You just look in front of you, and you see there how the people drive. You are astonished, and there you see the Qudrat of Allah. That how everywhere, the road is so full, but very few accidents. Because each one is just focused. I must move front. And how that person just moves front, and by you'll think, hey, you're reading your kalima, this person is going to bump us. But when you keep yourself focused, you're exactly the same. The mind also is like a super highway. That all thoughts will come, but you don't start fighting with the thoughts. Ignore those thoughts. When the moment you realize a thought came and you became conscious, now just turn away your mind from the thought. Don't build on the thought. Keep yourself conscious that I have to move ahead. that I still have to, I'm in namaz, now I'm reading my surat, etc. So the thoughts that will come, that comes to you, don't be worried about that, and don't make that now. When a person starts worrying about the thoughts, like Hazrat explained also, if a fly comes sit on your head, then you start dusting, wiping that fly, you see that fly, hardly 2 seconds, it's back. And your whole namaz will be going just to try and that leave that fly, let it do its work, it will fly away on its own. So to devote ourselves and not be worried, thoughts will come on their own. Don't enhance those thoughts. Just ignore those thoughts. And what will be the benefit of this also? Allahu Akbar. And this does not negate a namaz of concentration. Even 100,000 thoughts can come, but you don't bring it on your own. It comes on its own. You don't bring it and you don't work on it once it has come. Then that is not regarded as a namaz. It is not of concentration. That namaz is still a namaz of devotion and concentration. That doesn't negate that namaz is a namaz of concentration. And as, inshallah, you do your cause of zikrullah, then you'll see very easy also. All these thoughts will slowly, it won't even come in to trouble you. But in the start, a person should be conscious that I'm reading namaz, and when these thoughts come, don't be really worried about it. Aise halat, and when these thoughts come, then what will be the condition of our namaz? Aise halat mein lazzat mahwiyat mein kami aur mujahada mein ziyadati hona. In such a condition, now a person will have less absorption in his namaz. That means he won't be more absorbed in his namaz because thoughts are troubling him, and now he has to make more mujahada, more effort that to realize, hey, I'm in namaz, I mustn't build on this thought. So he will have to make more effort, and it will be, so to say, a bit of a deterrent for him to get more absorbed in his namaz. But he shouldn't worry of this. You should just carry on. By this, what will happen, even if thoughts are coming all the time, you're not bringing it. It's coming, and the moment it comes and you realize, you just turn your attention away and you carry on what you focus your salah again. In this, because you are making more effort, and because now you're not getting more absorption in your namaz, to ajar mein ziyadati ka baais hoga. One is, you'll get more reward because you're making more effort. And this is Allah Ta'ala's system. Allah is so kind that Allah Ta'ala sees. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab Rahmatullah Ali used to say so beautifully, Jitna Qurbaniya, Itna Meherbaniya. How much of effort a person makes, so much Allah Ta'ala's rahmat descends. Many people sitting here also, they come from such environments to the masjid where all around them there's music, there's dancing, they're living in such an environment, just to come out of that environment is so difficult. So for that, and for people like us, for us it's easy, you just hear the azan, no real distraction, etc. Environment is not affecting you so much. For you to come to the masjid is much more easier than that person to come to the masjid. So his effort that he has made, outwardly he might look like a simple person, but because he had to make more effort to come out of that environment, Allah Ta'ala considers that. And Allah Ta'ala gives him a greater reward. So exactly the same, when thoughts are coming to you now, it's an effort for you to try and keep your concentration, but you're not bringing those thoughts, it's just coming. And the moment you realize, you put your line on concentration again, Allah Ta'ala is giving you more reward for them. And not only more reward, what else you will get? Dusri tabi taur par apni namaz ko naqis samajhta rahega, jiski wajah se ujb se hifazat rahegi. And secondly, now by nature you realize what kind of namaz I'm reading. My namaz is full of all these thoughts, and even filthy thoughts can come. Don't bring it, but on its own it comes. And a person realizes, hey, I'm in namaz and I'm thinking this, then you'll feel bad of yourself. And you say, what kind of namaz I'm reading? My namaz is full of these thoughts, etc. But as we say, don't worry of those thoughts, don't let that disturb you. You just focus that I'm in namaz. The moment you realize I'm in namaz, just kick the match one side, don't even go one inch further than that. So a person naturally, he'll realize, my namaz is very deficient, my namaz is very weak, I get so low thoughts. And what will this save you from a great spiritual disease which is called ujab? Ujab means self-conceit, that I am very good now. You know, my namaz, oh, I'm starting to read a namaz like a big Sufi, and my namaz has got devotion, which can bring great pride in a person. So that can cause great harm to a person. That on the one hand, you should be improving your namaz all the time.
Don't think that, no, I must just stay that all the thoughts come. But if these thoughts are coming, don't become worried that now what will happen. Naturally you will feel my namaz is weak and pride won't come into a person. It will save a person from having this ujub, which is also a disease of pride, but one lower to pride. Pride is you think low of others. Ujub is you think everybody is good, but I'm also good. Just to think yourself good, that is also a danger. Because the only time we going to know whether we good or not, when we get our certificate in the qabr. That's the only time. So till then we have to be worried and making an effort all the time. And this is this place where we will learn the khanka. So agar sari umar bhi yahi halat rahe, to maqsad ilahi, razai ilahi mein pura kamyab hai. And if your whole life you made an effort and you made your niyat correct for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but these thoughts keep on coming to you on their own, and the moment you realize you didn't work, you didn't enhance that thought, but it was coming, and whole life these thoughts didn't stop coming, but your object was to please Allah ta'ala, then you haven't fallen short. You were not unsuccessful. Your namaz was successful in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reaching your high goal, that is to for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Agarche aam taur par yeh mujahada jald hi khatam ho jata hai. Or though Hazrat explains that generally, when a person makes this mujahada, that means he makes this effort of coming regularly to majalis, and he makes his zikr, and you see naturally now you have that malaka, that control, and you're able to turn your thoughts away. That out of namaz you'll be able to turn your thoughts away from wrong things. In namaz it will become very easy. And this mujahada, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that, hujibatin naru bi shahwat, wa hujibatil jannatu bil makari. That Allah Ta'ala has put a veil in front of Jahannam of all desires, passions and all type of haram, pleasures, etc. Outwardly it looks nice, but that is the veil going towards Jahannam. If a person doesn't make an effort to that, those thoughts will come, go towards, but you just make an effort and you say you control yourself and you don't tear that veil, then you will save yourself from Jahannam. But if you are weak and you say the thought come and now you build on it and you don't even know when namaz started, when namaz ended. Even maybe in the last tashahud you realize, I am in namaz. And now you brought your thought back into focus. Then it's still a namaz of concentration. So it's so easy. But we just have to start working. And as you're working, you will progress. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that Jannat has been veiled with outward difficulties. That means in the start, to get this in order, it's a bit difficult. Just to go for namaz, as we said in the start, just to think of Allah Ta'ala becomes difficult. But once you get the enjoyment of thinking of Allah, and you get the enjoyment of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the thoughts of Allah, now not to think of Allah Ta'ala becomes difficult. Out of namaz, not to think of Allah. Even in the toilet where you're not supposed to be thinking of Allah, there also you see the thoughts come. And you remove it immediately. It's a place that of a place where it's not becoming to the head. Think of the pure name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why you come out. Our Dada Sheikh says one reason we say Ghufran. Oh Allah, please forgive me. That a person reaches in the thoughts of Allah, and in the toilet that thoughts came, disrespect to the name of Allah, you're asking Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. So a person, very soon, this effort, inshallah, you'll see it's, your thoughts will come under control. But even whole life it doesn't come under control. And these thoughts come, don't let that disturb you. And don't think your namaz is not of concentration. Your namaz is of concentration. But as you do your cause of zikrullah, etc., where you will reach, or mahbub ke saath, yaksuvi se sargoshi ki lazzat naseeb ho jati. Very soon you'll get this enjoyment that with your beloved, now you in seclusion with your beloved. All the time in the thoughts of your beloved. Your beloved is not even here, you in Umrah somewhere else, your wife is at home, but you're thinking of her. She's very close to you, etc. And like all the time you in seclusion with your beloved, you'll get this as you do your zikr regularly. And Allahu Akbar, muhabbat intiha mein mushkile asan karti hai. And what is this love of Allah? When a person gets love, and when it reaches its peak, then all the difficulties become very easy. Now it's so easy to turn your attention away from all sports, all these things. Now you don't even think, before you couldn't stop your sports. Before you say, I can't control my gazes, I have to look at women. But when this love of Allah Ta'ala comes and its progress and it reaches its peak, Allahu Akbar, every difficulty becomes easy. Like Hazrat says, like it's Our Dada Shaykh used to give a beautiful example that if a father sends his son early in the morning, that it's a Sunday morning, it's raining also, everything, but he wants to tell him, go buy me the Sunday newspaper. But because he must go walking, it's cold also, he's making excuses. No, I don't want to go. I'm not eager in going. So the father says, never mind, take the car. The moment he says, take the car, now he's eager, now he's going. So if he went in the first place, that would have been the love of his father. He would have get much more reward. Here he's going in the second, now he's going with the car. It's what he is desiring. So he is not, he won't get that reward that he's supposed to have got. So in the muhabbat, when it reaches his peak, your wife, I want you to take her for each shopping, it's raining also, you're tired, you got roza, but because you love the family, never mind, make them happy. And this doesn't mean like from before Ramzan starts also eat shopping. And people go for each shopping and sacrifice their rozas. No, when you got the love of Allah, you won't sacrifice it. You'll go for necessity, you'll be out. And magar is fitna gar ki ibtida mushkil se hoti. But to reach this, in the start it's a little difficulty. And mujahada, but once you have reached there, you can't explain. So then the fourth nur, the fifth nur, this was the fourth point. Now the fifth point is nur-e chaharum. The fourth point, nur-e chaharum, is azim daulat ka ek darja uske ahal. Yani zakir wa shahil salik ko inshallah ba taufeeq e ilahi panch azbaat poore karne ke baad hasil ho jayega. That this great treasure of getting concentration in namaz and enjoying namaz, this is such a treasure that all the both worlds put together we can never imagine. Like we just learned, one father told his daughter, she was not getting married, that when you get a proposal, I'll give you both the worlds. Now the proposal came, now he had to give, send his daughter off, now he's worried in the truth, so how am I going to give her both the worlds? He went to ulama, that how am I going to give my daughter both the worlds? He went to Imam Shafi Rahmatullah, and he says, very easy, you don't have to worry. First of all, teach your daughter Quran Sharif. Teach her Quran Sharif, and then when she goes, leave your house, give her a Quran Sharif, and tell her to read. Quran Sharif is more valuable than both the worlds, as Hazrat explains. So this is a very great daulat, a very great wealth that we should be working for. What is the wealth of this world? Of having 10 shops and 20 shops can't compare to 1 minute of concentration in namaz, enjoyment in namaz. So thus Hazrat says that when a person does his zikr and he does his course, then inshallah after learning the 5 lessons, then inshallah he will get this, concentration inshallah in his namaz. But more important than that is, in the beginning, fir usme sari umar tarakki karta rahega. Then as he starts developing this concentration, now there's no end. He'll be just progressing all the time. It will be just increasing all the time. And the enjoyment of namaz and aspects of deen will be just increasing. But in order to achieve this, the first important thing is, magar pehle ek chilla un azbaq ka khususi ihtimam kare taaki istiqamat aur pukhtagi hasil karo. But first, for 40 days, whatever lessons we learn here, try and implement it in your life for 40 days. With proper concentration, that I learned this, I must try and bring it into me. So try and with 40 days make this effort, as we mentioned, that after 40 days it will start becoming part of a person's nature. And now you'll be conscious. So for 40 days, and as Hazrat explained, how important is 40 days. And here also Hazrat explains that this 40 day period has got a special effect on the life of a person. It changes a person from one condition, takes you to a better condition. So what istiqamat, what total istiqamat, that is a person is firm, and what the firmness, a person does this course for 40 days. And in this 40 days, you should make this effort also. In 40 roz mein uski bhi koshish kare, ke kisi namaz ki takbir ula fortnight. No. That in this 40 days, I shouldn't miss my first takbir with the imam also. And in the month of Ramadan Sharif, we in the Khanka, this is very easy. Let us try and start now. That even if we started Mubarak, that 40 days, I mustn't miss my takbir-e-ula, my first takbir, and I must be punctual with my namazas for 40 days. And what does consciousness of this course that we will be learning? In 40 roz mein uski koshish kare ke kisi namaz ki takbir ula fort na ho taake nifaq se barat hasil ho jaye. Ghaflat wali namaz parna munafiqat ka ek asar hai. That when a person is punctual with takbir ula for 40 days, then he gets a certificate from Allah Ta'ala that now he is freed from hypocrisy. Allahu Akbar. And takbir-e ula is such a great thing. One pious person, after many years, he must his takbir-e ula. And he gave a great sigh and grief. Ah, how did I miss my takbir-e ula? Another pious person asked him, what's wrong? Why you? He didn't realize this is another pious person. Asked him, why are you so grief? He says, I miss my takbir-e ula. So that person knew the value of that grief of his. And he said, okay, I didn't miss my takbir-e ula so many years. I will give you my takbir-e ula. You give me that grief of yours. This person, he didn't know the value of that grief. His takbir-e ula was it. So he said, okay, you give me your takbir-e ula and I give you this grief. So they exchanged this. At night when he saw in a dream that this person's grief, that sigh of grief, ah, how could I miss it? That was more valuable than all the people's takbir-e ula in the world. So many times you falter, you make a sin, etc., but you feel bad about yourself. You feel sad. How could I do this? That is what Allah Ta'ala loves. That child that has ran away from the parents and now realize, how can I just please my parents and come back? When he comes back in the home, the other children are all obedient, but now he's a VIP now. So that to have that regret and that concern all the time. So this is the same. We make an effort in namaz, but we regret, Ya Allah. And as we will learn in front, that this condition will come, which is the fifth noor, that after making all this effort, you will realize, where me and my namaz? So anyway, to make this effort for 40 days, aur hadith paak mein aaya hai, ke jo shakhs 40 roz is tarah namaz padhe ke shuru mein imam ke sath sharik ho aur namaz shuru karne ki takbir jab imam kahe to isi waqt ye bhi namaz mein sharik ho jaye to wo shakhs na to jahannam mein dakhil hoga na munafiq mein dakhil hoga. As it has come in the hadith that the person who 40 days he performs his namaz wat takbir e ula and 40 days he is punctual with his namaz, he'll get two certificates. Savior from the fire of Jahannam and savior from Nifaq. So we should make this effort. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq. Munafiq and who are hypocrites? Munafiq wo log hai jo apne ko musliman zahir kare lekin dil mein kufr rakhte ho. Aur 40 din ki khususiyat bazaar is wajah se hai ke halat ke taghayyur mein 40 din ko khas dakhal hai. And it has come in a hadith that a person who is a munafiq, a hypocrite, outwardly he pretends to show himself he is a Muslim, but in his heart he doesn't love Islam. He is not inclined to Islam. Allah Ta'ala save us. So, and he still has got love for kufr. So Allah Ta'ala save us. When a person does this course for 40 days, inshallah, you get the certificate. Allah will save us from nifaq. And we will learn in front that this 40 day period has got a special effect in our lives. It brings a metamorphosis, it brings a change. Like Allah Ta'ala explains, even the body when it's formed in the womb of the mother, in 40 day period it changes. From that droplet of sperm in a clot of blood, then it becomes a piece of flesh, then it becomes, Allah Ta'ala makes it into a body, then joins the bones, etc., then the flesh, then the ruh comes in. So this 40 day period, if you make your exercise, it becomes part of your nature and then it will become easy. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding.